you let him lead us, he'll get you there. Bottom line. Go ahead, guys.
Jesus. the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim.
Tell y'all this. I went and seen Dad, Pastor, yesterday, and I really didn't know what to expect when I walked in there, but I'd been talking to him, and I know he felt pretty good. So I walked in that room, and it was just like walking into the living room at home. Well, hi, son. That's all right. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. He looks great, guys. He's a little bit weak, but he looks great. He's in there fussing and cutting up, so hey, it's all good, amen? And then people have the nerve to doubt God's favor. Oh, I do too. Hey, don't get me wrong. I'm right in the middle of all that too. Oh, there's times when things don't go my way, and I pout and doubt and act like a little knucklehead. Well, bottom line, you know, tell the truth, same deal. But it's like this, guys. The power of God is more than we can comprehend. Now, this is just all that can be said for that. I mean, you know, we read the Bible, but we can't really know the authority that runs in our life when we are obedient to the Word. We don't really understand that. We will one day. We'll be out of this physical body into a spiritual heavenly body, and we'll know all about that. But right now, we're preparing ourselves for that next step. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead, guys. Woo! Hallelujah. I know the God I serve is a wonderful God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah.
Mercy over me. No eye has seen. heart with this love. Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. You opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you.
Wonderful God, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, there's not many days that goes by where I don't have an opportunity to witness to somebody about the Lord. Since I've gotten saved, when I gave my life to Christ, I took that very serious. Because I saw where I was at, and I'd opened my eyes at that particular point in my life, and I saw what I had done to people that was around me. I mean, any time that you're living foul enough to where people you've known all your life see you coming and cross the street to get away from you, that's something. That did something to me to see that. When I realized what people were doing, that hurt me. And then when your babies tried to talk to you through a pane of glass. And then one particular day, my father-in-law set me down, my dad, he set me down on his back step and he told me, he said, you know what you're supposed to be doing. He said, you know what you're supposed to be doing. He said, son, God's going to put you in a place to where you will listen. Well, that day came. And realization set in to where I understand when I gave my life to Christ at that particular time what I was doing. I knew fully what I was doing. And I took that very seriously because I was looking at some serious stuff. You know, I was looking at being away from here for a long time. Now, you know, it might not mean a whole lot to y'all, but it meant a whole lot to me. You go to facing what I was looking at, amen? But anyway, when I said, God, I give it up, I gave it up. Then I went a little further. I said, God, I'll go where you send me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. And I stood on those two principles ever since that I have been out of prison. Ever since. I'm going to tell you what, guys. Those little songs that Shirley was talking about, I hear them frequently. Often I hear songs riding down the road, something will pop in my head. Or people will see me somewhere that don't even know me personally, or I don't know them personally, and they'll walk up to me, Ricardo, can you pray for my kid? Ricardo, can you explain something to me? How can I help my child? It's an awesome thing, guys. Because I believe wholly in what I'm doing standing right here. The good Lord saved me for a reason. First of all, because he loves me. He loved me. That's why he hung, bled, and died on that cross. It's for people like me. Oh, yeah. It's for me. You know, it wouldn't be a need for a church if everybody was saved. But see, it ain't that way. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Don't let Satan steal your thunder. For the simple fact, if you're obedient in Christ, he can't touch you. There's no way he can touch you. That's the promise of the Lord. Because he's already been defeated. And the word said that he's under our feet. Amen. Oh, God bless you. Woo! Go ahead, Kenzie. Never lose or never put off talking to somebody about the word. Don't do that. If somebody comes to you and want you to explain something, take that opportunity. And if you don't know something about their conversation, well, hey, here's a whole congregation of people. Somebody in here will know how to help that problem. Amen. It's all about helping people. It's all about leading people to Christ. It's all about that. Amen.
But what you're saying, I've seen it in 3 or 4 movies, and Sarah and I have talked about it a lot and stuff. But it is simple, but it's not easy. And if you put it in, the world always invades on the spirit. And it's hard to remember in the easier way. And, well, I'll do that next time. And it gets away from you and everything. But if you can stay the path and remember, it's like I said, it is just that simple. And you know, it's like the old saying about an apple, they keep the doctor away. Well, what if it really did? But how many people would still do it? It is a simple thing like that. But it's just hard to remember in the day to day. And you got to take the opportunities, like you say, when they present themselves. And I don't know how many times I hear Sherry talking about somebody, a customer, just, well, would you pray for me? And she'll stop doing whatever she does, and she does. She's got to take that opportunity. And whether it's with your kids or somebody you don't know, or you see somebody that needs the word and you think they do. And if you, it's like when you think of somebody you haven't seen in years, if you think about them, if you got a way to get in touch with them, call them in, because something made you do that.
And I don't know if you can ever get comfortable, but I tell you what, the more you do it, the more at ease you'll be doing it for someone else. Amen. Be still. There is a healer. His love is deeper than the sea. Amen. His mercy is unfailing. His arms a fortress for the weak. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. I lift my hands to believe again. You are my refuge. Are my strength as I pour out my heart. These things I remember. You are faithful, God, forever. Be still. There is a river that flows from Calvary's tree, a fountain for the thirsty, your grace that washes over me. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. Okay. Remember that song they used to sing in here? When I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, when I think of his goodness and how he set me free, I can dance, 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 dance. Woo, a little bit of Nana just come back over me. You see that? That was good, wasn't it? That was just real quick. Woo! You know, when I first started coming to church, I couldn't sing that fast. Well, that's the truth. That's just the truth. Hallelujah. But I'll... Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Boy, it took me back down the road there for a minute there.
Go ahead and sing it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and sing it. Y'all want me to sing it?
Is it B-flat?
I tell you what. It is. Oh, you already know.
Go ahead.
Oh, goodness now. Oh, well now. Y'all gonna have some church up here. We do it. That's right. Let me see if I can find the words right here. We'll do that. I sure will. Yes, yes, yes. Let me see if I can find a word to that. Oh, look what I just turned up here. Pardon?
Abrupt?
Abrupt? Well, when I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, when I think of his goodness and how he set me free, I can clap, 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 all night, all night, all night. All night when I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, when I think of his goodness and how he set me free, I can dance, 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 all night, all night, all night, all night when I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, when I think of his goodness and how he set me free, I can sing, 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 sing. All night, all night, all night, all night, all night, when I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, when I think of his goodness and how he set me free, I can run, 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 run. All night, all night, all night, all night, when I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, when I think of his goodness and how he set me free, I can shout, 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 all night, all night, all night, all night, all night, all night. Well, when I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, when I think
of his goodness and how he set me free. I can clap, 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 clap. Well, I can dance, 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 dance. And I can sing, 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 sing. All night, all night, all night, all night. Woo! Ah.
Well, Mom, I know you're listening, Mom, and I'm out of breath. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! 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 That's what I can say again. Hallelujah. Ain't it good to have fun in church? I mean, we can do it in the street. How come we can't come in here and have a little fun? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But I tell you what, I got to say this. That particular song, there was a lick in that song to where I used to hear this guy play a steel guitar. Woo! It used to melt my butter, I'm telling you. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Well, that's the truth. I'm going to tell you right now. Let me say this. This church is so blessed. I mean, it has so many rich qualities. It's awesome. It's awesome. I've been a lot of places here recently, and I've seen some things, but ain't no place like home, amen. It's just all that now. Thank you, Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on air. Service to where that the book of Malachi says it in so many words. I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, that if you'll give to the good Lord, he will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out such a blessing. Amen. Now, I believe that's what that says. Now, Miss Martha, every now and again, I might miss a word or two, but I'm pretty close. But you know what? You can't outgive God. You can't outgive the Lord. Amen. And I'm quite sure that when we give, it may not come back, it may not be there when you think it ought to be there, but it's always there. It's always there. So, Heavenly Father, just thank you right now for the love, for the blessing that you've given us, for your grace and your powerful word, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you give more than we give. Now, Lord God, I ask you to please just bless people. And be with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Requested by your pastor, amen. So he's feeling good enough to request music. He's feeling pretty good, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Charlie. Thank you, praise and worship.